Hey guys, this is Eddie Ramos of The Modern Actor. This is another episode of The Modern Actor Podcast. This episode is about three things that producers really like about self-tapes. I had a chance to speak to a producer on my last film, and here's what he said about my self-tape. Here's a little backstory. I had booked a lead role in a movie, and this was a major accomplishment for me because it's been a while since that has happened. It was also pretty huge, considering that I booked it off a self-tape. Now, the dreaded self-tape has now become an industry norm. I remember in the beginning of my career, I rarely got self-tapes and really never really looked forward to them. It was always a kind of an awkward process. I didn't have a setup at home. But it wasn't until the pandemic that it now is the way we do things. And speaking to my agents last week, they mentioned that this is the way things are going to go for the next year or so. And I'm recording this in 2022, so we'll see if that holds true. So by 2023, if we're still doing these self-tapes because of the pandemic, it's just going to be an interesting turn of the way the industry has come about. And so anyway, there is a right way, I guess, or there's been debate as to what is the right way to do a self-tape. You know, there's a lot of talking heads on the internet about do this or do that, or do it in your car or don't do it in a plain background. You know, in my experience, the best thing to do with the self-tape is to do, you know, against a plain background, really just showcasing your work, showcasing the character. So, and I think when I spoke to this producer, he really cleared up a lot of the debate. So, as I sat down for dinner and drinks with Matt, that was the name of one of the producers on the film, we got to talking about everyone's booking story, so how they got booked onto the project. And I was especially curious due to the fact that I had only been hired 4 days before the shoot. Sometimes that happens, guys. So clearly something worked, but what? As Matt worked his way around the dinner table telling the actors the behind-the-scenes stories of their booking, he finally got to me. He said it was a combination of two things. A, I was the right fit for the role, and B, my self-tape was really good. But it wasn't just my performance, so I was really interested to hear what else he had to say about it. He went into length about how my reader was good, the quality of the footage was great, including sound and lighting. Guys, FYI, I've been going to self-tape studios since before the pandemic. I just always got really frustrated when doing self-tapes at my house, asking people, hey, do you have some time to read with me? Most of the time, I mean, you're really asking a lot to get someone to drop everything they're doing to record a self-tape. It's not an easy process. I've tried many different ways, and my best advice or what's worked for me is to go into some of these self-tape studios. And obviously I live in Los Angeles, so the frequency of seeing a self-tape studio is a lot higher than I'm assuming in some more rural cities across America. But most cities do have kind of like a hub where you can go into a studio to record a self-tape. Photographers are doing these things as well. So I've always gone into a self-tape studio, and essentially what that is there's someone there with a camera, a backdrop, the lighting, and they will record your audition, read with you, so they'll read the opposite character, not only record your audition, but then some of them go the extra step and maybe edit them, send them off to your agents, but then most of the time they will send you that audition tape back to you, therefore you can do whatever you need to do with that, send it to your agents or upload it up to some of these casting websites. So I've always done that. So Matt had recognized that and mentioned how that was something that really stuck out for him. This really made a huge difference when standing out amongst the other actors who went out for my role, he said. The conversation reconfirmed some of my beliefs about taping, but it also taught me some new valuable lessons. So here are the three lessons I learned from our dinner conversation. Lesson number one, you invest in good quality. Oftentimes people aim to reduce costs in their business, but when the potential value of the final product is made greater by a service, it's a no-brainer. you know, i.e. coaching or going to a self-tape studio. For me, it was like, at scale, sometimes you have to invest a little bit more money. And the quality of my audition tapes increased from when I would do it from myself and with my iPhone to going to one of these self-tape studios. Lesson two, not every reader is made the same. I repeat, not every reader, just because someone can read for you doesn't mean they should. They're not all made the same. A reader does more than just read the character's lines. From a technical standpoint, they need to be able to come in on their cues, but more importantly, they can elevate your performance if they can bring some energy as well. Now, this is easier said than done. Believe me, guys, I've asked a couple people to read, including even my mom, and although she was quite lovely and had a lot of fun with it, it's not the same like having a professional actor reading across from you. There's just so much that goes into it. Volume, like I mentioned, coming in on their cues, not overpowering your audition tape, because at the end of the day, it is your audition tape. So there's a real subtle balance between being a attentive partner, reading partner, and not, you know, not distracting. Lesson number three, don't assume casting can see past a badly produced self-tape. Word around the campfire is that CDs and directors will look past a poorly produced tape, but that couldn't be further from the truth. The fact of the matter is, you're really taking your chances if you think you can send in a grainy video or a video with horrible sound. I try to only shoot commercial auditions with my iPhone. I rarely like to do them with, you know, a theatrical audition. I will go to the self-tape studio. And I think, you know, we get these glorified stories on the internet about, you know, so-and-so actor who sent in, you know, the tape from their hotel and a grainy iPhone footage, and they booked the role. These stories are far and few between. These are the exceptions, not the rules. I have a real personal problem with Hollywood and, you know, some of these sites glorifying these kind of self-tape auditions. I think it gives working actors the wrong impression, especially new actors. They think they need to go out and do something extra, something unreasonable, or that they can get by sending a crappy tape, you know? What we have to keep in mind is a lot of these actors, A, already have major credits on their resumes. They're probably filming at the time they're sending these grainy videos. So, you know, agents and, excuse me, casting directors will be a little bit more forgiving because they're already working. Directors will be a little bit more forgiving. And again, it's the exception, not the rule. There's so many reasons why an actor will get a role. Don't let the quality of your tape be a reason why you don't get the role. So that was one of my biggest takeaways when I started doing it at the self-tape studio. I was just like, you know, there's so many variables. I don't want to give them more reasons to say no to me. So I wanted to make sure that the things I could control, like the lighting, the sound, the video quality, were all top-notch. So all that the casting directors and the directors and the people watching my tape had to focus on was my performance. So guys, that's about it for today. I just wanted to share those three lessons. Have you ever explored going to a self-tape studio? Do you have any success stories with this method? I'd love to hear more. You can find this article over on the blog at themodernactor.com/articles. It's called Three Things Producers Really Like About Self-Tapes. And I just wanted to share a quick quote kind of related to this, and not really at all. Find your purpose and fling your life out to it. Find a way or make one. Try with all your might. Self-made or never made. That was said by Orson Swett Marden. Hope you guys are having an excellent week. Break legs out there, and see you on the next one.